Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. We are here every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will come and bless us with a word. Amen. You can dial in 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. We are here. You can also call in your prayer requests at the same number. And we are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. So at this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise God. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
A plethora of life's enigmas have incapacitated your people. Lord, we cry for the power that comes from being in your presence to resuscitate us so that we may live. Lord, we proclaim you now. Majesty. Hallelujah. Lord, come upon us now. Yes, Lord. And release your power. We need your power. And let your presence fall. Hallelujah. Come on, voices of Citadel. I need you to harmonize tonight. And let's talk to the Lord. Lord, we proclaim your name.
Be
now. Hallelujah. Release your power. Come to your rescue and give you what you need. Hallelujah. Let your presence fall. Yes, Jesus. There's worship in this room tonight. Raise your voice and cry out to the Lord. Come on, let's check it out. Y'all, check it out.
God. In Psalms 29:3 in the NIV says, the voice of the Lord is over the waters. The glory of God thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. Praise be to God. God of glory, you have revealed your glory in Jesus. He is the radiance of God of glory and the exact representation of your nature. Because of Jesus, I am able to come into your presence with unveiled face and behold the glory of the Lord. I praise you and adore you. Transform me into your image from one degree of glory to another. Your glory is so magnificent that heaven needs no sun or moon to shine on it. For you, God of glory, give it light. And the lamp is the Lamb of God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Again, you are listening to pray one for another. Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Praise be to God. To God be the glory.
You might be sitting there thinking to yourself, where is my God now? So many hypocrites professing to be Christians, lying and gossiping in the church. But I'm here to let you know that it starts with you. Because all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen. There may be times in your life when you don't know what to do. It seems like everything is going wrong, and you don't know how you'll make it through. Kindness for weakness, and then return your favor. Hold on, don't let go. I know the one who sits on high and looks down low. He's always there, standing by. He might be there when you want him, but he's always right on time.
Open your
heart and let Jesus come on in. Lord, have mercy. All you have to do is open up and let his
and let it spirit.
God. It is now time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Let Me Control Your Mind. Praise God. My scripture reading for this devotional message this evening is coming from Psalms chapter 8, verse 5 in the New King James Version. And it says, For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. Amen. Praise God. My second scripture reading is coming from Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 27. And it says, Then God said, Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all creatures that move along the ground. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. Amen. Praise God. And my third scripture reading is coming from Romans chapter 8, verse 6. And it says, The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Again, the title of this devotional message is Let Me Control Your Mind. The mind is the most restless, unruly part of mankind. Long after you have learned the discipline of holding your tongue, your thoughts defile your will and set themselves up against me. Man is the pinnacle of my creation. The human mind is wondrously complex. I risk all by granting you freedom to think for yourself. This is God-like privilege, forever setting you apart from animals and robots. I made you in my image, precariously close to deity. Though my blood has fully redeemed you, your mind is the last bastion of rebellion. Open yourself to my radiant presence, letting me light permeate your thinking. When the spirit is controlling your mind, you are filled with life and peace. Amen. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing unto you as it was to me. Amen. Praise be to God. I just want to thank you, Jesus. Okay, here. It's the noun bastinium, a projecting part of a fortress. Amen. Praise God. So, again, I will play another selection. That way, this way, praise God. You are listening.
You're listening to
prayer changes things. abstraction needs to go word. I wrote a song called the Book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. While I'm speaking, do not disturb. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote it off on the Book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard.
Five, four, three, two,
one. This advice, wholesome and good. With half a brain, it should be easily understood. It's worth more than silver and gold. Listen close as wisdom unfolds. Fools think they need no advice, but wise men will listen twice. A fool is quick-tempered and cruel, but the wise maintain and stay cool. Truth stands the test of time, while lies get exposed like crime. I'm in the studio promising I'll be a key in changing lifestyles. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the Book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. While I'm teaching, do not disturb. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the Book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. Spoil the child if you spare the rod. Teach your kids to obey God. Discipline kids at an early age, and it'll follow them right to the grave. Be humble and accept correction. Travel the path in the right direction. To work hard being poor means more than obtaining wealth by breaking a law. Wise men avoid a fight, but fools will argue all day and night. Fools don't even think about the facts, cause all they wanna do is attack. Prepare before making moves. If not, then you're bound to lose. It pays to keep a big mouth shut. Some have lost their lives for talking too much. I give what I can to the helpless, plus hope and pray that they all get justice. Work brings profit, talk brings poverty. When I'm on the job, don't bother me. It shouldn't hurt to be criticized. If it's constructive, you'll become wise. Your hang up is life's unfair. Have you ever heard of faith and prayer? You can't always have a good day, or everything going your way. A story sounds good when it's just one side. Listen to them both before you decide. Wounds from a friend of me. A better than kisses from an enemy. The wicked finally lose, the right finally win. Trust in the Lord, respect and fear him. Courage secures when you're facing death. Without courage, there's no hope left. When you're generous, they often ask of you. When you're broke, folks are quick to pass you. Be aware of flattery and charm, cause all they mean to do is harm. An enemy who wants to provide for you is only trying to game and bribe you. Before world peace is felt, we have to find peace for self. The solution isn't even a hard one. Peace only comes from God's Son. Counseling and common sense can all be obtained at a small expense, just by keeping hearts and minds wide open, and taking in the proverbs that were spoken. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the Book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God, cause every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the Book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God.
come what may, for there's a greater power, and on the right hand of the throne he reigns. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Down on your knees you pray, rising up to a blessing. Rising up to a blessing. Prayer changes things. Oh, 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 oh.
Amen. Dear Lord, the Bible is your gift to me. Let me use it. When I stray from your holy word, Lord, I suffer. But when I place your word at the very center of my life, I am blessed. Make me a faithful student of your word, so that I might be a faithful servant in your world, this day and every day, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Hi, my name is Evangelist Hilda, and you're listening to Pray One for Another, 626-213-5681. And call in your prayer request, for my God is truly able.
Life can be a flip sometimes. Seems like as soon as you get one step forward, it'll knock you back three steps. Listen here.
You might be feeling that life is getting you down. Uh-huh. Like dreaming you're falling and you
Spirit,
weakness,
spirit,
weakness,
spirit.
healing.
Quickness, spirit.
You don't have to be alone with no one you call your own. Don't have to worry, you'll be in a hurry. A lawyer in the courtroom, doctor in the sick bed. Anytime you need a friend, you'll be there to the very end.
Amen. Praise be to God. God of glory, you are a jealous God who will not share your glory with others. Forgive me for turning my eyes to humanity, thinking that hit this person or that person deliver me from a particular trial. Rather, it was you who used them to bring about your intended deliverance. Forgive my short-sightedness in not always seeing your glory through your creation, your work, your word, and your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.
This is for my sister.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is for my sister. Stay strong.
Yeah.
I pray your strength in Christ. Don't let the game steer you wrong. On the same drink, water change, same cheap boys, same kush smoke, same conversation, different stuff, same temptation, same game, same heart, same front, like you got paper, it make you feel big, carrying his gun, tough guy, such a deadbeat to his kids, but he's so fly, 90% of his conversation was all lies, he won't shoot for the price of one, you and your sister like why, so he buy a drink to get you drunk. Now you're rubbing on your sister's side. Every opportunity get you with your bad vibe. Now you both way controlled by another power. Quiet as kept every thug up in the club block with no regret. I used to plot too. I must confess it wasn't right. But that's the price my sister pay. Every night she play.
She plays the street light. Cause there's no place she can go.
The street light don't come with no proposal. Only believe half of what you see. And only 2% of what you hear. Pray your strength to play.
Oh, in a street light,
I know Jesus in your mouth, but he's far from your heart. No doubt you deceived up from the start. Ever tied your thumb, sipping on your drink, sitting at the bar, five drinks a minute. Now you on a dance floor, heavy breathing, bumping and grinding like you want more. Sweating teeth, dropping your load to the floor. Misrepresent everything you stand for, showing the games you sold, not told. Remember you reap what you sold.
Let the people see just who you wanna be, and every night you shine. Just like Superstar, the type of life that's played. Attention and the parade. You dress, you walk, you talk. You're who you think you are.
She plays the streetlights, cause there's no place she can go. Streetlights, it's the only life she knows. Streetlights, and there's a thousand cards to play.
Oh, in the streetlights, streetlights, you play.
Sex you tonight, forget you tomorrow. One night stand in the back of his car, instead of demanding respect, you let him trick your heart. You surviving on the edge, hope you find a baller bouncing around from club to car. He only like you enough when you getting it up. Your friendship can't be taught, so when he sex you up, remember respect can't be bought. So be the real quick, give me all.
Let the people see
what a real sister
thinks that. And every night you shine, just like a superstar. The type of life that's played, a chance to masquerade. You dress, you walk, you talk.
The ladies are
you're who you think
but
you
the heart
are.
Is she plays
the streetlights, cause there's no place she can go.
No place she can go.
Right, Jesus died for us all. Remember patience, grace, death, all the money, material things. Cause we never feel an empty heart. Don't be ashamed to call on Jesus' name. He'll heal your pain, erase your scar. If you go and worship Son, you remember Jesus gave you life. And he loves you for who you really are. You a temple of God, a queen. So keep your faith up and look towards the star. I'm sent back Christ Jesus to point the way. To safety, to security. Come to world of the living. Come to Jesus' name.
Until you pray your life away.
Jesus loves you. And I love you too.
Come
to world of the living. Keep your faith up, sister. Keep your faith up.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Praise your holy name, Father. God of glory, you are light, and in you is no darkness at all. Thank you for your permeating glory. And for sustaining this world and everything in it. Without your glory, sin would overtake and destroy all life and hope. Thank you that in Jesus Christ, your glory became flesh and dwell among us, giving us an opportunity to see the glory of the only Son from the Father. Full of grace and truth. Amen, amen, and amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my choir in their farewell concert and recording, the Tri-City Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir, and you have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there? score of them. Somebody's gonna walk out of here and go right into their inheritance. Come on, tell them what it is. Say it, kill them.
Praise be to God, and that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now it is time for the word. Unfortunately, Pastor Kathy could not be with us this evening, so I will be bringing the word this evening. Amen. After the selection, then I will come back with a word from the Lord. Praise God.
I want you to open up your heart and let God's Spirit come in. So come on, just say it. Pray.
Lamenting, lamenting.
Praise God. My scripture reading for this evening is coming from Ezekiel chapter 11, and we are going to read verses 14 through 20. Amen? That's Ezekiel chapter 11, verses 14 through 20. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And this chapter is talking about the judgment on Israel's leaders. And verse 14 is talking about hope for the exile. The exile, Israel. And it says, then this message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, the people still left in Jerusalem are talking about you and your relatives and all the people of Israel who are in exile. They are saying, Those people are far away from the Lord. So now he has given their land to us. Therefore, tell the exiles, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Although I have scattered you in the countries of the world, I will be a sanctuary to you during your time in exile. I, the sovereign Lord, will gather you back from the nations where you have been scattered. And I will give you the land of Israel once again. When the people return to their homeland, they will remove every trace of their vile images and detestable idols. And I will give them singleness of heart and put a new spirit within them. I will take away their stony, stubborn heart and give them a tender, responsive heart so they will obey my decrees and regulations. Then they will truly be my people and I will be their God. Verse 21, but as for those who long for vile images and detestable idols, I will repay them fully for their sins. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken. Amen. So in here, verses 14 through 21, God's message through Ezekiel are full of irony. Here God says that the Jews in captivity are the faithful ones, and those in Jerusalem are the sinful and wicked ones. This was the opposite of the people's perception. Appearances can be deceiving. God will evaluate your life by your faith and obedience, not by your apparent earthly success. And furthermore, we should not judge others by outward appearances. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Holy Father, come tonight to thank you and to praise you for the gift of your love to us revealed supremely in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the presence of the living Christ in the person of the Holy Spirit. In our midst tonight, help us to have faith to recognize and to respond to his presence. Help us to open our lives fully, not only to his surveillance, but to his sovereignty. We bring gifts as expressions of our love and as indications of our faith and hope that all people everywhere shall come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. In his name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. It is very difficult for American Christians to understand what persecution really means. In the course of the great wars in our nation's history, some in the army and the armed forces were captured and languished, some for many years in unspeakable, horrible prison camps. But we have never experienced alien armies coming to our shore and taking thousands of our people off to a foreign country as exiles. Neither have we experienced the nightmare of having enemy troops storm into our towns and cities, take over our homes and businesses, and force us to take what belongings we could carry with us and flee for our lives, only to become miserable refugees, unwanted, living like animals instead of human beings, finally existing only to scorch enough scraps of food to keep our starving children alive. This was the situation when God called this young priest Ezekiel, whereas the people had not suffered to a great extent physically. Still, most of them had no joy, no song in their hearts. When they arrived in Babylon, they had hung up the harps with which they had accompanied themselves when they sang the Psalms of David. They had no song, no hope. Our scripture reading introduces another blow for these already wounded people. God revealed to Ezekiel the attitude that prevailed among the Hebrews who remained in Jerusalem. Those who had not been forced to leave their homeland, son of man, your brethren, your fellow exiles, the whole house of Israel, all of them, are those of whom the inhabitants of Jerusalem have said in Ezekiel 11:15 in the RSV, they have gone far from the Lord. To us, this land is given for a possession. Amen. Praise God. My text for this message is coming from Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 16, and it says, "Therefore say, thus said the Lord God Almighty, although I have cast them far off among the heathens, and although I have scattered them among the countries, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come." And my title for this message tonight is Our Refuge and Our Fortress. Praise God. The test of true faith. It isn't easy to bear the taunts and harassments of one's enemies. But when one's friends, or worse still, one's own people begin to attack, to find fault, to criticize, to say contemptible things. That's something else. Such persecution is especially hard to bear when they are not suffering, and we are. And it becomes unbearably hard when it seems apparent that we who are suffering are more righteous than they are. You recall that the Babylonians under the Nebuchadnezzar had taken away the cream of Israel's crop. They had captured the leaders, the aristocracy, and had left behind, for the most part, the followers, many of whom doubtless had secretly envied these leaders who had been captured. Those left behind had never dreamed of being able to step into places of leadership and run the country as they had always thought it should be run. Then, also, there was the age-old concept among the Hebrews that whenever tragedy struck, it signifies that the one is stuck was being punished for his or her sins. And sometimes this is true. But we also know that often those who suffer are the best, not the worst, among you. So what was happening back home? The exiles were not receiving spiritual care packages with messages saying, "We are praying for you. Your names are being called daily in prayer, and our hearts and thoughts are with you continually. We weep for you, and we do not know why you were taken and we were spared, for we are no better than you are." Instead, word came from those snobs back at home in Jerusalem saying, "You know Jerusalem is where God lives. These brothers of ours in exile are away from the holy city, and therefore they are away from God. This means only one thing. They have sinned. They were not as good and gifted as we thought they were, and as they thought they were." Sadly, the religious snobs did not vanish with the Old Testament era. We still have them today. Those who are ready to say when a brother hits a rough stretch on the road, "Well, look who's having trouble now. High and mighty. Looks like he wasn't so spiritual after all." They never stop to think that God may simply be firing him a little in the heavenly killing, so that the beauty of Jesus can be seen a bit more clearly in his life. So what do we have here? Well, we have some of God's immature children, some of his spiritual kindergartners, covering up their envy and littleness with some wrong theology. They were saying, our brothers in Babylon suffered because they have sinned. We are blessed because we have been good. And people by nature love that kind of theology. Thus, we have two groups of God's children here. One group was composed of spiritual snobs who believed that their favored position at the moment was because they were good and righteous. Then the other group, those in exile, feeling the fire of persecution and trouble, were about to lose their faith through despair. How sad that many Christians today are usually in one or more or the other of these two groups. Either they are proud of their spirituality and feel that good things are happening to them because they are such valuable members of God's family, or else they are in the midst of some fiery trial, some deep, distressing trouble, and they feel that God has forsaken them. It is never easy when God sees fit to test our faith. Yet it is during these tests, these checkpoints already along the way, that we discover whether we are really growing as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise be to God. The reward of faithfulness. But however dark and impossible the nighttime of trouble and testing may be, we can be certain, as the children of God, that joy cometh in the morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 11 and 16 says, therefore, tell the exiles, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Although I have scattered you in the countries of the world, I will be a sanctuary to you during your time in exile. So God was a sanctuary for the righteous remnant, adulterous people. Even though they worshiped in Jerusalem temple in 11 and 15, would find no true sanctuary. But the faithful exiles, though they were far from home, would be protected by God. And likewise, our external circumstances do not truly indicate our standing with God. Those who appear safe and secure may be far from him, while those going through difficult times may be safely under God's protection. So we can depend on God to keep us safe if we pledge ourselves to his care. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Israelites had a problem in regard to their concept of worship. They believed that one could not worship God away from the temple. They believed people had to have all the forms and accompaniments of worship before they could truly communicate with God. As far as they were concerned, God lived in the temple, in the most holy place. That is where they went to worship him, to other sacrifices, to offer sacrifices to him, to discharge their obligations to him, to be religious. Even Jesus' own disciples had a similar problem on the night before Jesus' crucifixion. They panicked because he told them he was going away. He told them carefully and explicitly that he would not leave them without a comforter. He promised that the Holy City, he promised that the Holy Spirit would come. In fact, he said, "Lo, I am with you always, wherever you are, and under whatever circumstances you may find yourself, even to the end of the world." What did Jesus mean by the end of the world? Certainly, he had in mind the end of this age, the end of time. But there are other situations in which people find themselves, which are to them the end of the world. And sometimes it is a geographical experience, as it was for these fellow countrymen of Ezekiel in Babylon. The end of the world is sometimes a deep, bitter sorrow that so devastates a person that he feels indeed that the end of his world has come. It is exceedingly difficult sometimes for us to conceive of the omnipresence of God, the everywhereness of God. How ridiculous of us to believe that God is always comfortably and permanently established in a hollow stained glass sanctuary, waiting to dispense blessings upon those who visit him there on the Lord's day. It is often the case that we need the sense of God's presence for more desperately on Monday in the marketplace, in the abrasive atmosphere of temptation, than we do in the security of the Lord's house on Sunday. What then is a sanctuary? It is a holy place, a place where people is conscious of God's presence. But then, sanctuary has a secondary meaning. In 1 Kings, we read of two instances where an accused man went to the tabernacle and grasped the horns of the altar. While he was there, the authorities were not free to take him. The sanctuary was to him a place of asylum, a spiritual fortress. So God was saying through Ezekiel to these poor people of his trapped in this foreign land, "My dear people, you do not have to wait until you can assemble with all of your brothers and sisters in the magnificent temple in Jerusalem to worship me, to sense my presence. I will be a little sanctuary to you wherever you are in this world, even here in this pagan land of Babylon. But where is this little sanctuary? God has promised in regard to us today. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ is a little sanctuary where God dwells. Truly, God is with us always, even to the end of the world. Praise be to God. The pious captives in Babylon were insulted by the Jews who continued in Jerusalem, but God made gracious promises to them. It is promised that God will give them one heart, a heart firmly fixed for God and not wavering. All who are made holy have a new spirit, a new temper, and disposition. They act from new principles, walk by new rules, and aim at new ends. A new name or a new face will not serve without a new spirit. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The carnal heart, like a stone, cannot be made to feel. Men live among the dead and dying and are neither concerned nor humble. He will make their hearts tender and fit to receive impressions. This is God's work. It is his gift by promise, and a wonderful and happy change is worked by it. From death to life, their practice shall be agreeable to those principles. These two must and will go together. When the sinner feels his need of these blessings, let him present the promises as prayers in the name of Christ. They will be performed. Amen. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say, we need always to learn well the lesson Ezekiel's people learned. The sanctuary of God is not just a building with a steeple on it. It is the awareness of God's presence wherever we are. God knows that we need the visible institutions. When his people could no longer worship in the temple, he led them to establish the synagogue. Jesus established the church. But God does not need a sanctuary. He simply said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of it all. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I pray that this message was a blessing to you as it was to me. Amen. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do to give your heart to Christ is to repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of Christ. And all you have to do is to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible preaching church. Amen. Praise be to God. And my benediction for this evening is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m. I will bring a word from the Lord. Amen. So God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening and a happy, thankful Thursday. And let us pray out. Father God, we come again as humble as we know how to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, and to thank you for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We thank you for life, strength, health, wisdom, and understanding. We thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right minds, divine healing in our bodies, Lord God. We thank you for all that providing us with all of our needs, a roof over our head, food on our tables, and clothes on our backs, Lord God. We truly, truly appreciate everything that you do for us. We ask that you strengthen us and guide us in the way that you would have us to go, Lord God. Bless each and every one here tonight that is listening to Pray One for Another under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Bless their homes, bless their families, and bless their finances, Lord. In fact, I ask that you increase their finances, Lord God, and let your will be done in their lives, Lord God, and guide them in the way that you would have them to go. Now, Father God, I ask that you touch Apostle Mother Wiggins from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Heal her body, Lord God, and just wrap your loving arms around her, Lord God, and let her know that you are still there with her, Lord God, and that you are working in her behalf and healing her body, Lord God. We ask that you heal all of those who need healing, Lord God. Comfort those who need comforting, Lord God. We know that so many people did not wake up this morning, Lord God, and bless the ones who did, Lord God, that they will honor you, that they will glorify you, that they will serve you, Lord God, to the day you call them home, Lord God. We thank you. We honor and adore you. We praise your holy name. We love you, Lord God, in the mighty name of your Son. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, Lord God, to guide us wherever it is that you would have us to go, Lord God, to preach your word, Lord God, to bring the good news to those who do not know the good news, Lord God. We thank you again in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. We love you. And tune in again tomorrow at Pray One for Another. 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
All to the glory of God, in all that we do, no matter where we are, all to the glory of God. Everything belongs to Him in the fullness of His blessing. Nothing is possible without God. We come to know His mercy, humbling ourselves to His mountain. We pray His holy. As far as the eye can see, He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. His love. Restore our souls brand new. All to the glory.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 104.